You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi and Creedence Clearwater Revival, A Bad Moon Rising. Is there a bad moon rising for business in the Upper Hunter with Australians, including us here, because we're all Aussies, getting a public holiday on Thursday week to officially mourn the death of Queen Elizabeth II? What sort of reaction is there from business in the Hunter? Well, the best man to find out is the boss of Business Hunter, Bob Hawes. Bob, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm great for a Monday. Had a great weekend yourself?
Yeah, there's been a nice batch of good weather, which is good for people to get out, and hopefully good for those businesses that need a decent bout of weather to get the trade going.
I've got to say, getting out of bed at stupid o'clock this morning, it certainly still felt like winter, that's for sure. It's left some of its kids behind, I think. So is this news being welcomed by business, or is it a bit of a pain in the backside, essentially given, 10 days' notice?
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I think just so far the limited reaction we have has been mixed. But mostly, I think people are respectful of the fact that announcing a public holiday that recognises the long service that the Queen gave the Commonwealth. That's a pretty definite thing. But on the other end of the scale, it's come at very short notice. It could be quite disruptive to some businesses that haven't been able to plan for this very carefully. And like any other public holiday, it will mean that if they don't open, they're still paying permanents. And people might be on permanent part-time, a full wage, and if they do open, if they're in the hospitality or the entertainment sector or whatever it is, they'll be likely facing penalty rates. So it's a bit of a mix, and it's one of those things that we really just have to roll on with, unfortunately.
So I would imagine here in the Upper Hunter, Bob, businesses like, the mines, they just have to change their pay runs or change, how much they're paying their staff because of penalties or stuff that may be incurred as a result, depending on individual EBAs. But is this something that's more likely to affect the small to medium business, the mum and dad shop owners that you were referring to there that are going to have to, I suppose, bear the burden of that extra cost?
Yeah, there's no denying that, in general sense, there'll be a cost for all business. It's just a question of the incidence of how that falls on one business compared to another. And I think for certainly people in hospitality where they may have taken bookings, for example, in a restaurant or a vineyard, that they'll be, scratching their heads thinking, well, I've taken the booking under the premise of these arrangements. They've changed. And what do I do? How do I accommodate that to make sure that I'm not just opening and doing my trade and not making any money? At the end of the day, it's reasonable to expect that any business is going to open to make money. The short notice of that we've got from this, which is understandable under circumstances, but somewhat unfortunate, might make that planning for some businesses a little bit difficult.
My guest is Bob Hawes, the CEO of Business Hunter. Is this also an opportunity, Bob? So, for instance, the vineyards around Pocolbin and the wider Hunter Valley could see this as an opportunity to attract some of those day visitors from the surrounding Hunter region?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting because this day is the day before the breakup of the school holidays, and, that's a whole other story with what schools will be contemplating and how they'll be managing their process, but so it is moving into the September-October school holidays, and whether there's a cohort of people that decide to try and extend that and make travel arrangements a little bit earlier than they otherwise might, that will be interesting to see if that pans out. It's going to be a very busy time, notwithstanding that September-October holidays for our region and further up the coast are traditionally quite busy. And we'll have those stresses and strains we've got at the moment with businesses trying to get employees scheduled and in and up ready for duty anyway. But you're right, there might be a silver lining for some of those businesses that they might not have anticipated.
I was speaking to a good friend recently who works at one of the wineries, and she's been trying to get staff for as long as she can remember, and she had one person that seemed might be suitable, They didn't turn up to the first one and didn't ring and make any excuse. They managed to track them down and they said something about car trouble, and then they rescheduled. And the second time it was something about the mother-in-law was sick. I suppose getting enough staff to even open to attract that extra business is also fraught with problems. There's no point in opening if you can't staff it and deal with the customers that will come through.
No, that is still a challenge. There's no doubt about that, and that's right across the industry sectors across the Hunter, whether it be service industry, hospitality, mining. They're all still suffering. And if I had a magic wand, that would be my first wish that I'd be using it for. But at the moment, that is still a real handbrake on business, and it's a real worry moving into the holiday period, where if we do get large crowds, those expectations of the customers need to be managed, and we'd be just imploring any patrons that are in that position where they see that situation arising to please be patient. Don't take it out on the workers or the businesses. In most cases, they're trying to do their best and have been vying for this for quite some time to try and get more people. It really is a sad situation.
They've been through over the ladder, they've been trying to recover. They're being hamstrung. They're not being able to help them move along.
So hopefully people can be patient and understanding.
Magician in training, Bob Hawes, the CEO of Business Hunter. Thanks for joining us on Hunter Valley today.
No problem. Have a good day.
Bob Hawes, the CEO of Business Hunter on Hunter Valley today on 981 2NM.